It's a chilly winter afternoon at Sherry Parker Lee Stadium as the Lady Vols softball team takes the field. But instead of the usual capacity crowd, it's just the team, assorted staff members, and the coach. And the other coach, who's married to the first coach. And no, this is not a local updated version of Who's on First. It's business as usual, as the number two ranked Lady Vols are co-coached by Karen and Ralph Weekly. On the field, Ralph Weekly takes his usual spot behind the plate, advising batters and providing commentary.
Strike! It was in the dirt, it was low. It was 65 though, that's good.
His wife Karen stands behind second base giving feedback to base runners and pitchers.
Get in your position, and before the pitch is thrown, start creeping like that.
For some, working with your spouse might be too much of a good thing, which is probably why co-coaching spouses are still fairly rare.
It's not common, although there are a few more attempts at it than used to be. It's a challenge. I think it'd be a challenge for anybody. And I think there are husbands and wives who run businesses together, and they would probably say the same thing, that just working with your spouse 24/7 presents its own set of challenges.
One of the reasons it works is probably due to luck.
You know, he runs the game. When we get into the game, he coaches third and makes the calls. And I work with the pitchers during the game and call all the pitches.
When they first started coaching together, Ralph and Karen Weekly sat down and divvied up the duties. In fact, they still do at the beginning of every season.
We just divide everything up, but if she wants to do something, I mean, she's capable of doing anything, no question, then we'll switch a duty around. But I do like the way things are going right now.
Is it hard not to take it home with you, too, like when you get home and say, well, how are we going to divvy up the laundry?
Well, basically, she says, leave my laundry alone because I'm one that washes everything on hot and just throws it in. And that's actually a source of one of the disagreements we have is laundry, so I'm not touching her laundry anymore.
Cleaning issues aside, the Weeklies at some point, like many non-coaching couples, still need some space.
We've learned how to have a timeout and how to get away from each other if we need to. But we love each other, and we've got a strong marriage. But it's still a challenge. It would be a challenge for anybody in any career field to be together 24/7.
Whatever strategies the Weeklies are employing, it seems to be working. They continue to rack up numerous coaching awards, and the Lady Vols softball team is a regular visitor to the College World Series. For WUOT News, I'm Todd Steed.